Yeah, you
no.
do.
No, I don't.
Okay, go ahead.
I said no.
I know, but you normally have really... Abs haven't had one.
No.
And you've been on
Abby,
podcast
do the intro.
Twice in a row now, so that means obviously you have to do an intro.
It's intro time.
Okay. Jeez.
It has to be creative.
Jeez, that's a good intro.
Welcome to the Jeez Podcast.
Well, yeah, welcome to the Jeez Podcast. I can't do this.
The podcast.
Son of a gun.
Podcastination.
Oh, my gosh.
That would actually be a good name for us, I think.
Podcastination.
Yeah.
That is rather true, yeah.
Yeah.
It's clever.
Yep.
Good one, Travis.
Lost all the way, baby.
I'm cutting that out, so.
Oh, good grief. Really?
I mean, he's going to name it the Podcrastination.
I know I am. I will.
He's going to cut that out.
No, he's going to have a sting at the end, which he always includes now.
I don't ever do that.
I know.
That's way too much work.
I know.
Which makes me sad.
Well, mine were fantastic.
Dude, say something funny and I'll put it in there.
I always say funny things.
Oh, yeah.
No, you say things.
Sometimes I just stop listening.
Dude, the first stinger was me saying something funny.
My choice. I totally could have made it something Andrew said.
Yeah, but I said the words.
Yeah, because nobody else could, like, trump, I killed puppies.
I never said I killed puppies. You asked if I killed some students, and I said no, it was an old lady and two puppies.
I'm pretty sure that's not exactly how it went down, but close enough.
Chris, no, the puppy-killing guy.
That was pretty close to how it went down.
Close. Well, I'll consider it close. We haven't hit the bar in a long time.
What are you talking about?
The bar.
What bar?
I don't know. You always kick something.
Like,
there's a bar?
Yeah. I don't know. What's the
bar
thing?
Yeah. Haven't you ordered little drinks from down there?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, but little shots.
I don't. Because
it's
you know,
a bar.
As opposed to like big shots.
Yeah.
Because me kicking the bar is annoying, so I try not to do it. That's why I don't do it.
Are we recording?
Yeah.
Yeah, we are.
I'm waiting for Abby to do the intro, but she's just like not doing it.
You're gonna include this, are you? This is obnoxious.
Maybe. I don't know. I haven't decided yet.
Welcome to the Mach 7 Procrastination.
Man.
Wow, went off.
Good start.
Son of a gun.
Totally keeping that one in.
Wow, this reminds me of episode 7.
I know. It was Politicast when I had to restart like 4 times.
I think it was 7.
Gosh.
Kept all that in, so. I mean.
Procrastination. Was that what we said before?
Yes.
No, it was Podcrastination.
Podcrastination. Wow.
Jeez, Abby, get it right.
Welcome to the Mach 7 Procrastination.
Maybe we should just leave that
yeah,
out.
Leave
just,
it.
Just,
like, yeah.
Just do it like normal.
Welcome to the Mach 7 Podcast. I am Abby, and this is going to be the most boring intro ever. This Dude, with no. me is Andrew.
I don't like that shirt.
Well, too bad. I like it.
I think it's stupid.
I think your shirt is obnoxious and very red.
Man, very red. That is the...
Very red or lightish red?
Very red.
Ooh.
Right.
Yeah, and with me is Travis.
Iced tea.
Ice T, who has a...
Oh, somebody recognized it. Keep going.
Don't
encourage him.
Yes, please.
Who has a shirt to match his name. Very dull. And...
My name's dull?
And...
Right.
And Chris.
I kill people!
All right.
That he does, and makes sure that he cleans his shirts afterwards. I'm pretty sure.
No, that's why I wear the hoodie, so that I don't have to clean the shirt.
Just throw it away
my
afterwards.
Shirt's that dull. I'm really concerned about this. This is
Travis,
dull.
Don't worry about it.
The color is dull.
No, it's very mint.
Mint.
I'm sure the color you not like
it's mint.
Bright versus dull. Like the color has been dulled by repeated washing.
Okay, Travis.
I mean, I'm assuming you wash your clothes
take,
at least.
Don't take my fashion comments too
that's
to
true
heart
that's
because
true that's true enough.
Yeah,
I got it.
I tried shopping one time with friends, and I finally found something I liked. I brought it to them and said, hey, I learned to shop. I am buying this. They looked at the thing I grabbed and said, it's ugly. Put it back.
It was like a Halo 2 t-shirt, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't. I got a Halo 3. I got a Halo 3 t-shirt, and no amount of their weird
oh, it was close.
Was, yeah. No, it was a gray shirt that I actually thought looked rather nice, and
well,
I would wear it.
It was gray.
Probably
I don't
dull.
Know.
Probably.
Yeah.
Don't take fashion advice from me either, because I just reference things, so I wouldn't worry about it too much.
Yeah. He swears golf polos.
I don't, yeah, all the time.
And free t-shirts. Those are like the only things he wears.
Look, free t-shirts are the best kind of t-shirts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I prefer like t-shirts that are on fire, but...
All right, so this is a podcast. How are you guys doing?
Doing...
When have we asked that?
You know, I'm pretty sure you
never
can find a video on the internet that's actual kids on fire.
Well, but why would you want to?
Yeah.
I don't know. That doesn't mean you...
Chris, come on. He thrives on that type of stuff.
Chris, please.
The tears of children
just
is what
Just because
is.
I hate children doesn't mean I want to light them on fire.
You hate humanity.
Only most of it.
What parts of it do you like? The part that's burning?
The part that's in the corner?
The part that's crying?
I mean, I don't
The part that's slowly dying out of your soul?
I don't have to answer these questions.
You don't have to, but it makes the podcast more interesting.
No, he absolutely does.
No, I don't.
I'm not a police officer. You can't claim the fifth. Answer my question.
You're not a police officer. That makes it... That means I need to answer your questions even less.
No.
Also, if he was a police officer, he'd have to tell you. That's the law.
It's true.
That no, that is in fact not true. They can legally lie to you. They can
Sister told me it's a law, therefore it's a
they
law.
They can legally lie to you,
but she also does
there,
ping pong ball tricks.
There
so.
Are certain things you can't lie
Wait, what?
About, like being a police officer.
Hmm? What'd you say? I'm sorry.
You can't lie about being a police
you can't.
Officer.
Yes, you can. You can legally lie.
Okay,
as an
just you can legally lie about some things, but you can't be like, nope, I'm not a police officer, unless you're undercover.
Yeah.
Look it up.
That's so much work.
No, you can legally lie as an officer of the law.
Okay, there's
can
a difference between being able to legally lie
legally
and...
lie about being a police officer.
You see,
officer.
That's going to give you screwed up results because it can be like, no, you can't say you're a police officer when you're not.
How to deal with police officers. Magic words?
Rents.com. Totally legit.
Hey, it sounds just as about legit as sheep.info.
Yeah,
sheep101.info, Chris,
oh, okay.
Please.
My mistake.
Was that what he used to try to convince you guys?
No,
no.
That's what they use, and it's
to prove
so
them
shady.
Wrong.
It's not. It provides an accurate...
No, it's the 4chan of the encyclopedia.
I don't think it is. Cops are legally allowed to lie when they're investigating, and they are trained to be manipulative.
Boom, boom, boom!
Okay, there's a...
Triple Q.
They can lie... Like I said, they're allowed to lie about some things. Like if I ask a cop if he ate ramen noodles...
No, they're allowed to lie about anything they would like to.
The golden rule. Never trust a cop.
Yeah.
This site is so legit.
There are some things that they can't lie
about. Too hardcore.
Like, they can't say they're charging you with a crime if they're not.
Okay, yes, that's true.
So
the point was you were making that they can't tell you that they're not a police officer when that in fact is not true. They can say I'm not a police officer.
The point I'm trying to make is there are some exceptions.
Okay, yeah, they can't say you don't have any rights. They can't tell you that. Obviously there's exceptions to that rule.
Also, I was just making a reference to Red versus Blue and I'm sorry that this conversation never took place.
That this conversation never took place or ever took place?
Ever took place.
Ever.
All right, so I know you guys want to talk about the Halo 5 beta.
No, I don't.
Don't talk about Halo anything.
But yeah. I know Chris doesn't. So we're going to start off with something that Chris may or may not be... I should take my hand
Kittens?
Away from the microphone. May or may not be able to contribute to. And that was the Windows 10 announcement on Wednesday.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Isn't Cortana supposed to come on that?
Yeah, so Cortana is going to be on Windows 10 PCs, which is interesting.
Well, I don't care anymore.
Cortana's been there for a long time.
No, she's been on the phone, but
that's
what
I'm saying. In Windows.
Yeah.
Yeah, but now she's gonna be on the PCs.
Ooh.
So
I'm excited. I don't know. I'm excited.
Why?
Jen Taylor gets to be on my computer,
and also Windows
cool.
Phone sucks.
Is it her phone? I mean, is it her voice?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if that.
Yeah,
if
they
it
had.
Been on the phone.
Yeah, they had Jen Taylor record lines.
Cool.
Also, Windows 7 and Windows 8 users get a free upgrade to Windows 10
for 1 year.
For 1 year.
And then what?
Then you have to buy it.
Yeah.
What? Why can't
if you've already upgraded, you don't have to buy it. If it's if you don't like upgrade before that 1 year.
Oh, so I can like upgrade now.
Yes.
Well, once it's released, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I won't have to pay for it afterwards.
No.
Correct.
Nice.
Oh, so that really?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty
which is,
neat, actually.
Which is, it's interesting, but it also seems a bit shady, too.
Absolutely. Is my computer going to die?
Like, what...
Can I go back?
Like, what does Microsoft get out of this, right? Like, if they're having people not pay for it.
It could be word of mouth.
You get people not bitching about having to deal with Windows 8.
That's true.
Yeah, and another thing is that it also may... Word of mouth helps, especially since they... Windows has had hiccups with their operating systems in the past. To give a free example, to give something free out, and then to have people be able to like download it, test it, be like, "Oh, I like this." That can get the word out that yeah, this is a good system. Go for it.
Mm-hmm.
If you, and that will get them people more, you know, paying to get out of whatever system they're currently on.
If you look at the trend with Windows operating systems, by the way, I hate that bell.
Bells are so annoying.
The trend has pretty consistently been that you get a good operating system and then bad one and then good one and bad one. So Windows 10 should actually be, you know, I'm not going to say better than 8 because, like, the only thing that's not better than 8 is Vista.
Right.
So Windows 10 should, you know, actually be okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not trusting it. I'll download it, but I'm so afraid that my computer won't be able to do it.
I actually have a funny story about Windows 10.
Yeah?
Great, tell us a story.
It's not even released yet. How do you have a funny story
well,
about it?
Okay.
That doesn't make sense. Chris, enlighten me.
Mark the clock, 40 minutes, okay. Right now.
No, it's not going to take 40 minutes unless you interrupt me like a bitch.
Tell me more about Squirrel Girl.
Don't encourage
Maybe
him.
Maybe later. So, obviously, it would make logical sense for Windows 10 to actually be Windows 9.
Right, yeah, they skipped Windows 9.
And, you know, the official reason is it's just so technologically advanced or whatever. The real reason, or at least from what I heard, is that back when they were programming Windows 99, the program structure they used for it, the variable for Windows 99 or whatever, was Windows 9. So if they were to release Windows 9, it would cause a bunch of system errors because of dumb programming.
That's incredible. I totally believe that that's true, too.
Hey, they found a workaround. Yeah. Just call it 10.
Yeah, just skip one. It'll be fine.
They just should have called it, like, Windows Ultra.
They should have called it Windows 1.
No, they should call it Windows 360 because, you know, Microsoft's very good at naming the products.
Yeah. Yeah, you do a 360 and walk away.
I think they should have just called it Windows Squirrel Girl.
Shut up. No, they shouldn't have. So with Windows 10, they are releasing a new internet browser called Project Spartan.
Dave, I think Microsoft is just latching on to Halo.
No,
with
yeah, they
all
are.
That they
oh,
have.
They are
pretty much
loving it so hard.
But apparently,
not
it's
they bought it.
It's supposed to be like not terrible,
like
Internet Explorer. So
yeah,
I'll do it just because it has Spartan in the name.
Give that a shot.
To be quite honest, that's partially why I'm excited for Cortana to be on my computer.
Plus, I can play like all those cool Spartan games that get probably pushed out.
Spartan Assault, Spartan Strike. You mean?
I mean, you can get those on the One too. So.
I could.
Well, Spartan Strike isn't on the One yet. As far as I know, it's coming out on tablet, then I think
yeah,
later it's going to be released.
It'll
the
come
one.
To the One. The
Xbox,
the Xbox One.
Oh, okay.
It'll come to the
yeah,
One, don't worry.
Yeah, because we had the Xbox 360, and then the Xbox One.
I always
yeah.
just call it the X-Bone, but...
You
oh,
do that, too.
So witty, PC people.
It was actually, you know, Yahtzee's joke.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was probably before Yahtzee, I imagine.
It's been called that for a long time, kid.
He's,
yeah, kid.
You know, been calling
he could
it
eat
for
you.
A long time.
We've also been calling it the gay station for a long time, too. But
is
then
that
we
what they
up.
Call your butthole?
Really?
Oh!
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
That deserves
oh.
an O.
I went there.
We just lost so,
so
many viewers.
Oh, my.
All,
so,
well, I insulted the viewers last podcast.
Yeah, we don't condone that. We thank them.
I condone insulting
you,
them.
You thank them.
I do thank them.
I like
thank
insulting
you,
the viewers.
Thank you, viewers. Thank you.
Viewers, leave more comments. You suck. So, the...
this is why we get... When he edits them, we get 13 views.
Yeah, don't worry. I'll cut that out. So, they're finally going to release cross-platform play with Windows 10 PCs and the Xbox.
Wow.
Cross-platform?
Finally.
How do you mean?
Like, Xbox players can play with PC players.
What?
They've been needing to do that since, like,
I know.
The
Uh-oh.
Advent of forever.
Wait, what?
Nice.
Yeah.
How can they do that?
I don't know.
Just,
because
I don't know how they
because
can,
Microsoft owns those servers.
They, yeah,
like,
they
it wouldn't be that hard for
to
them.
The same server.
I did not know that was even possible.
Yeah.
I'm kind of looking forward to it. Okay, granted, I don't play online that much, but I'm looking
yeah,
forward to it.
Still
does that mean a lot of those games are going to be able to be put on the PCs as well?
Probably.
Yeah. Like as...
Because it's kind of hard to play games... cross-console if there's no games that are cross-console.
I know. Well, and that's the other thing is, like, they announced Fable Legends will be one that is cross-platform. But they don't know, like, if all the developers will have, like, the tools to make that happen, or if it's just going to be, like, first-party Microsoft games.
Don't you think it really would just be a server issue? I mean...
That's what I would assume, but...
If you're developing the game for both platforms at the same time, or even if you have a halfway decent port... You'd think there wouldn't be really any inequity between the games.
Yeah.
You would be able to just have the same server.
The only, like, real problem is that people playing with a mouse and keyboard versus people playing with a controller.
That's true.
Because the...
reaction and the
ability
to program the mouse and...
Yeah, stuff like
or
that.
Or the tricked out controller that...
And just things like, you know, having a mouse, if you're in, like, a shooter, you can be way more precise with a mouse than a control stick.
So all you do is like this rather than having to turn around.
But, I mean, some games, it's not going to matter so much. Like, it's, if you're doing it with a fighting game, everybody uses a gamepad anyway.
Right.
So...
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it'll be interesting.
It's been a long time since I've done a 2D fighting game. I used to love those. Yeah. Soul Calibur.
I have never liked
Soul Calibur. Soul Calibur is a 3D fighting game.
Well, 3D fighting game. I don't know. I used to like those a lot.
Yucca.
But I don't play them much anymore.
Yucca.
You can also stream your Xbox games to your Windows 10 PC. Which...
What do you mean?
Like, basically, instead of playing it on your TV, you can play it on your PC.
Oh, why would you want to do that?
Yeah, maybe other people are using the TV. And you have a laptop, and
Windows
10.
I guess if you're you know, too cheap to buy a TV.
Yeah.
Like if you're a poor college
student. But I have enough money to get an Xbox One and a computer.
If you're a poor college student, your parents might get you an Xbox One and a computer.
Then they can afford $99 for a 22-inch TV.
But maybe, yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah. But, you know, like...
Maybe your parents are weird. I don't know.
Maybe, yeah, I don't know, maybe you just only have one TV in the house.
Or maybe
and
you
your roommates
that.
Are using it, and maybe. You want to play the Xbox.
Yeah, yeah, kind of like that.
It's kind of like what the Wii U does with the
gamepad.
Or
game you could just, you know, do what I did in that situation and kill your roommates.
Well,
I guess you
also
could
an option.
Play games with it then on your... Because it could be just, like, backwards, like the Netflix or YouTube. Like, you can take your YouTube, like, on my tablet, and I can send it to...
Yeah.
I bet it, you can just do it right back then if you want to.
Yeah, it's basically that same concept.
Yeah,
oh,
where
nice.
You just transmits over Wi-Fi. Basically.
Just backwards.
Yeah.
That's kind of neat. Not a lot of cool stuff coming out.
And then
that's blown my mind, actually.
Yeah, there's one more thing.
I don't know if I can handle
it. It's a little bit separate from Windows 10, but they announced Windows Holographic.
What?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Which is, it's basically just like a VR headset that Microsoft is making.
The Oculus Rift.
Basically, but it's going to be like its own computer. Like, it has its own operating system on it. It's like completely wireless. It's closer to like Google Glass than it would be to Oculus Rift.
You know what? I bet they're going to name it after something Halo. They're going to make it look like something Halo or something.
No, it's...
Yeah.
It actually looks really similar to Oculus Rift, but instead of having like a big brick on your face, it just looks like slightly large sunglasses.
I mean, the issue I have with virtual reality headsets, and I mean, you know there's going to be some point in time where you're playing your virtual reality game, and they require movement or whatever, and you're going to, like, go... you're going to smack somebody, or that person is going to be carrying, like, a steak knife, and you're going to impale your hand or something.
Or hit the wall really hard.
It's going to happen. There are going to be injuries, and nobody's going to love it.
But I think the point of this is that it'll basically project the operating system in front of you, but you can still see things around you.
Stark
like,
Industries.
Not if I have, you know, like YouTube going on full screen or something.
Maybe not, but you know, you gotta watch out for those kind of dangers then. The actual product is called the HoloLens. Which, you know, is kind of a stupid name. But
they need to name more things after hammers.
Yeah, they do. Why? Why would
I don't know. You all tell me why. You just agreed.
I agree with pretty much anything anyone will say, so.
I'm trying to... Travis, like, what other famous hammers are there? Because there's Mjolnir as the famous hammer. What other famous hammers are there?
There's the hammer engine that... What game's wrong with the hammer engine?
Justin Hammer?
Who's that?
MC?
Okay, I know MC.
The villain from...
Iron Man 2.
He also appears in the comic as... less of a whiny person, but
Aragorn. Do you ever read those book series?
Yeah, a long time ago.
His brother
is a hammer.
Oh,
strong hammer.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, I mean,
it's a lot less interesting than him being a hammer.
Vulcan has a hammer. I don't know if it has a name, but he has a hammer.
Vulcan from
the Roman counterpart to Hephaestus.
Oh, I don't.
What about the Rune Warhammer from RuneScape?
Okay.
Good hammer.
Okay, that makes sense.
I mean, you could just name it, like, types of hammer. Like, you could have the sledge.
Oh, okay. The jack. The, what others?
I mean, do you have, like, a claw hammer?
Yeah.
This has gotten really out of hand.
Ball peen hammer.
Nobody wants to listen to this.
Wall hammer.
the hammer fist, because that's a legitimate martial arts technique.
There is a...
Yes, it is.
There is a... I'm not sure if I've said it on the podcast before, but there is a technique in sword fighting. Have I told you guys this? Where you take the sword by the blade and you whack the person yes. with the hilt and the pommel and the...
Yes.
And the cross hilt. I've told this before.
Why?
I've heard of it.
The name of it is like... I don't know... I can't remember the name, but it's Dunst from food. German...
Oh.
The name is from German, and it translates to murder bash.
Yep.
To just grab the sword by the blade and whack your opponent yep. with it.
In The Witcher 2, you can...
Well, no, it's not done, because if I'm in full plate mail, then concussive force is going to be able to do more damage to me than a slash.
And I guess if you have, like, metal yeah. gloves, that'd yeah. be one thing. Okay,
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
There is actually...
No.
There is a way to... Obviously, I don't know how to do it, but there is a way to grab a sword with your bare hands that if you grip it right, it minimizes... what's really going to do the damage to you is...
The blade.
The
yeah.
blade is going to cut into your fist when you impact, and also while you're swinging, there's going to be, you know, back and forth motion. If you hold the blade correctly, you can minimize that, and it's actually possible to do...
Why can't I just whack him with a sword?
Because it won't be as effective.
Because
it's piercing or slashing damage, and you're in full plate armor.
Yeah.
Actually, piercing does pretty good in the joints.
In joints, but I mean...
I'm pretty freaking awesome.
Yeah, but if you have to sit there and, like, calculate your aim, and I'm just bashing you over the head. Yeah, sure, it's natural.
You know, if I know. Put on some armor, and I'll go get a sword.
Okay,
put
and
on
then
the suit.
When
suit put on the suit.
You hit me in a non-lethal area, because the rest are, you know, protected.
But you have to have bare hands while you're whacking me with the back of your sword.
I'll
that's
just
only
punch you in the face.
Okay, that's fair. If I'm wearing armor and you're wearing armor, you go punch me. I dare you.
But, like, okay.
I'll throw your
helmet wait. If you guys are all wearing armor, why can't you both be wearing armor gloves?
No, we're not wearing armor gloves. That's part of the test.
It's part of the test.
Because he can...
No,
do this.
I just said I can't.
He can wave yeah. around.
And he can do the Gangnam style dance.
Murder
Thanks,
style.
Abby. Once again,
in
tangent.
Wait, I'm not done with the tangent yet. In The Witcher 2, you can like stun enemies, and then when you attack them, you'll do a finishing move, and that's actually one of them where you like swing your sword, but the crossblade will like hit him right in the neck. It's pretty impressive. You also don't fight dudes in full armor in that game.
It is valid, you
haven't reminded me.
I figured you would have remembered.
This is a bashing motion. Like, pick up a sword and just psh, with the hilt. But
yeah, well, I mean, mm-hmm. you know. Those finishing moves are really over the top, so
yeah.
There's that. What else was I going to say? For Windows Holographic, apparently they're trying to make it so that any app that runs, any like app or game that runs on Windows 10 will also run on the HoloLens. So the examples like
epic calculator,
like Skype and Minecraft. Skype and Minecraft will be able
really
to run
useful. Just a calculator right here all the time. I totally use it. Man,
what did you say?
That you could play like Minecraft using the holographic.
No, well, I'd rather use a calculator.
Wait, like I can
8008. Oh yeah.
So dumb.
Thinking of the Minecraft though, like I can just imagine like, you know, not just someone like, you know, making the motion with their arm of like, you know, hacking something off, but just with their finger, like doing like a scratch and sniff, but in the air.
What you do is you get one of those foam pickaxes so that people know what you're doing.
I'm pretty sure you're not doing the motion.
I'm pretty sure
you're still playing with the controller. It's just streaming to the HoloLens.
I know, but just the thought was, huh.
Can you imagine people like playing RTSs with that?
That would be terrible. Chris, please, it's not a video podcast. Nobody knows what you just did.
I don't care.
All right.
He did a Tony Stark thing with his hands, like when Tony Stark.
Nobody knows what that means.
Everybody who's watched any of the like Marvel Cineverse movies with. Except for the Avengers. He doesn't do it in the Avengers.
He does. He does. When he's talking with Pepper Potts and Coulson comes in and he goes...
Just give him a moment.
And they're like, oh, like, what's this? And then he does his hands up in kind of like a spread out motion and all the information...
I guess Nick Fury does it too.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. So yeah, Stark does do it in the Avengers.
Okay.
Baha!
Dude, you got him. So, yeah.
It wasn't even worth it. Didn't involve Squirrel Girl.
So, yeah, Windows 10 looks cool, and I'm actually kind of excited for
that
it.
That is all really cool stuff that needed to be out a long time ago.
I know, right?
So much cooler than Halo 5 beta, right?
No, but it's a lot cooler than anything PlayStation has going right now.
Whoa, Sony! Suck it, Sony! Please sponsor us.
Man, we got a sponsor.
We're not, because you insult everybody.
No, it's me.
I mostly insult you.
And our viewers.
I insulted our viewers.
Why would they pay
once.
Money for people who insult the viewers?
Because some viewers
you
like to be insulted.
Would be really surprised.
All right, so you guys going to talk about the Halo 5 beta?
Hey!
No. And MCC.
And I actually can't wait for this because I have a feeling Abby's going to be very positive about it, but Travis is going to be very negative about it just because that's how he tends to be. So have at it. I can't wait.
Let me sprinkle some salt. Go ahead.
Okay. About Halo 5 beta?
Yeah, let's talk about that beta.
The beta.
Chris, you can go to sleep if you want.
Or you can just leave.
So I enjoyed it. There were some things that, like, I was never able to get down the boost smash, like where you're supposed to be able to boost ahead.
Charge.
Yeah, the charge.
Spartan charge is easy.
I
couldn't get the butt smash down.
Yeah, there was no way. Like, I just go up in the air, and then I just, like, fall down. Like, well, how do I execute? And then just, like, I don't know what's going on.
The Spartan charge, you just sprint and then melee somebody, but the butt smash is like, I don't how. What is this?
That's all I got to do. The whole time I tried all week, and I could not get down.
My, like, the ability, though, to just kind of duck around a corner, though.
Oh, I love that.
That saved my life so many times.
You can do that?
Yeah. With the booster pack.
I don't even know. Oh, yeah, I never used the booster pack.
Really?
So.
Oh, the booster pack.
Oh, my
gosh. The booster pack saved me a lot of time.
I've been trying to do it while I've been playing MCC right now.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't have
it. Seriously, like, the middle of every game, like, Travis and I were playing one night. And, like, in the middle of every single game, I was like, oh, yeah, I have a booster pack. I should probably use that.
Yeah.
And I just never did.
How many times did I have to remind you?
Remember several.
Booster pack? Remember you can jump and hover.
Yeah. I didn't know that either. I didn't know you could hover.
Yeah. One thing that the Clamber, I think, is my favorite addition.
I did not like that.
I was so grateful for the Clamber. I enjoyed doing it, even if I didn't need to. Like, I would purposely, I think not purposefully, but, like, I would try to make jumps that I knew I couldn't get without the Clamber just because I wanted to do it. It made me feel like I accomplished something.
Yeah, but I feel like it takes out way too much of regular Halo where you just have to kind of jump and crouch all the time trying to jump.
I don't know. I appreciated it. I felt like it streamlined the gameplay a little bit more.
I like any first-person shooter that tries to, like, change.
You like Call of Duty?
Change how, like, the movement is.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, like, it got very, very samey. Like, just every game is just, like, every shooter is just, like, the same type of controls. That's why I like Titanfall for what it was. For the motion controls and everything, but...
Mm-hmm. Another thing I liked, which actually surprised me, because I was not a fan of this gun in Halo 2 or Halo 3 or any of the other renditions, but if I could get my hands on an SMG in Halo 5 multiplayer, I did. I liked that thing. That thing was... I got a lot of kills with it. I enjoyed it.
I think that's because you only had, like, 4 guns you could choose, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Doesn't help.
But, like, no, I actually really liked it. And I think one of the things that helped was the kind of the scope thing that they do, that you can do to aim.
Mm. Oh, yeah, ADS.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the ADS.
Which, talk about that, too.
Yeah, I actually enjoyed that. Mm-hmm. I
don't know. No, keep going.
Yeah, so, and I think especially having the ability to do that with the SMG helped because...
Yeah, it definitely helps.
Yeah, it helped me aim, and even though...
And actually hit something,
yeah,
which
actually
you
hit
just couldn't do with the previous SMGs.
Yeah. So I really appreciated that, and even though they did add in, like, as the games went on, the ability to zoom in and see where the enemies were, you still had to pull out to fire them because you weren't supposed to be able to zoom in with, like, say, the needler or something.
Yeah.
But I really appreciated that because then I didn't necessarily get the range, I got the accuracy that I wanted.
Yeah, I really like ADS as a system, like, just in general. Because I know, like, you're going to say it makes it feel too much like Call of Duty, but I don't think it makes it feel any more like Call of Duty than it does, like, Borderlands or any other game that uses aim down sights or Destiny.
How do you know I don't like ADS?
Because I didn't say it, because
like
when we were playing, you said it felt too much like Call of Duty, and I assumed that was
okay.
A lie.
Okay, fair enough, keep going.
Yeah, I don't know. I like ADS in games. In fact, I went back and I was playing Spartan Ops, because did they just release Spartan Ops?
Yes, they did.
Because I was like,
they didn't release it originally.
This was not here before, and I'm really confused.
They couldn't get out all this, like, they couldn't mesh it in together
yeah.
in time.
And
so
now there are a bunch more achievements, and now I have to have them. But yeah, and I was like, man, I really wish I could aim down the sights right now. It'd be nice.
Yeah.
What guns are you using that you can't in Halo 4?
Well, like...
The BR, the DMR, or
it's
the
not
sniper rifle?
It's not the same, though. Because, I don't know.
The carbine, or...
You know,
the rocket launcher?
I just...
Or the Spartan laser?
It just doesn't feel the same as aiming down sights. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, and you can't aim down the sights with, say, the assault rifle, or the plasma rifle, or the plasma pistol. Plasma pistol, by the way... Random note, if you're playing through on Halo 2 Legendary, have a plasma pistol at your side.
Oh, yeah.
At all times. That was
with
the
an SMG.
I like the battle rifle. I like doing the noob combo with the take out the shield and then switch quickly to the battle rifle to get
the
headshot.
Oh, I've always just... And done.
I like, you know, using SMGs that shoot plasma pistols.
What about a gun that shoots Thresher Maws?
I hate Thresher Maws.
Right.
I love them. They're fun.
Yeah, but I mean a gun that shoots them, though. That'd be...
Man, you already have a gun that can shoot up to 9 exploding swords, so...
Sorry, what game is this now? I know we passed into Mass Effect, but what game is this?
Borderlands.
Okay.
I got that gun, actually. That's a good gun.
Okay.
Because I haven't played Mass Effect in forever, so when he said Thresher Maw, I thought of the Threshers from Borderlands.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Also, that reference from Mass Effect 3, and you said you haven't played that yet, so.
The Thresher Maws are in all of the Mass Effect games.
I know, but the specific reference to the gun that... Yeah, it is. The specific gun that shoots Thresher Maws is a reference from 3.
It shoots as in kills Thresher Maws, or it launches
Thresher Maws.
As in, that's its ammo.
I think after the Krogan Homeworld mission... I think Joker makes a joke about it.
Because I'm like, I know there's a gun that's pretty much just like a crossbow that shoots railroad spikes that's supposed to be used to kill Thresher Maws. Like, that's the lore behind it. But,
Oh, man. That reminds me of the crossbow from Halo 2, not Halo 2, Half-Life 2, where it's
good
just...
crossbow.
Where it's...
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
It's all it is you have, like, what? Is it, like, a radioactive piece of metal? Because it's, like, bright orange, and you just, like, shoot it at people.
No, I think it's just a safety thing.
Safety thing.
Yeah, watch out for this as coming towards you.
Yeah. Dodge.
It's going to hurt real bad. You're going to get pinned to the wall if you don't.
Just want to give you the fair shot. Sorry. Halo 5 multiplayer.
All right, Travis, tell us your thoughts.
I have both positive and negative. I feel like they changed a lot of stuff that was for good. Like, I love booster packs. I hated it at first. I also hated the aiming down the sights at first.
Who hates aiming down sights?
I'm very much a traditionalist when it comes to Halo. Like, I'm a super Halo fanboy. Like, don't change my stuff. Like, give me a new story, you know, maybe add a few more guns, give me some new enemies. That's all I want you to change.
In the next Halo game, they should change it to, like, a Hello Kitty first-person shooter just to piss you off.
We don't want you on the podcast.
I agree.
Anymore.
No, I think that should happen.
So, you know, I was overall very positive about it. I just did not like how they ranked at all. Like,
yeah, that was kind of...
You gotta play 10 games, but, like, I should be playing people who are not ranked as well. Or
you would think that, right?
Or I should, like, after I do get ranked, I should be put with people who are my same level, but instead, like, my little silver is with a bunch of golds.
It's just like, why?
Yeah.
I'm like, this is stupid, because I'm trying to, like, just trying to move, and my teammates are just, like, sitting there. They stand, like, they're AFK, and I'm like, well, this is fun. I mean, that's not Halo's fault, but I mean, like, the thing is, like, I should be able to compete with people.
Yeah,
because it's in beta, they probably have a pretty shoddy matchmaking system.
Yeah.
And do you know how many people are playing the beta? Because it could just be that there aren't enough people.
Everybody who got the Master Chief Collection.
Okay.
Yeah. Everyone got it.
Okay.
Everyone who got
MCC.
So it's probably they just have a really bad matchmaking system because they're bad.
Which ruins my
beta.
Experience, though.
Yeah.
And I mean, they have a year to fix it, though. So
yeah.
No, I'm
think it'll be fine.
That, but I mean, like, for my initial feelings on the game, I should be positive coming
right.
out. But, like, when I'm starting to think about that, I'm kind of like, well, that kind of sucked.
I would hope they would fix it. But, you know, no guarantees since there are still games out there that have really bad matchmaking systems.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I have faith in 343 because even though the Master Chief Collection released with, as far as I understand, a pretty awful matchmaking system.
Oh, my gosh. That still is awful.
That wasn't, like, putting people together with different ranks, though.
Mm-hmm.
That was that you
couldn't
find
get
games, you know.
But the thing is...
It's like that now still.
Yeah, and like that is an issue, and I'm not going to say that's not an issue.
I'm going to bring that up in a little bit
too. Right. But
looking forward to it.
It does seem that 343 has been doing their best to fix what
they've been doing a lot of updates.
And
I can't complain too much. We're about to get ODST as well. So we're getting ODST, Spartan Ops, multiplayer on all these different consoles, all these different cool playlists, plus all different campaigns and mountains of achievements. I can't complain when it comes to $60. That's a couple of years worth of entertainment if you want to do all those achievements. Yeah.
But does it have a gun that shoots exploding swords?
Not yet.
Should add that. I might even play if they add that.
But what some stuff I didn't like is that they changed a little bit too much. Like, all the sounds are different, which I know that happened in Halo 4, but, like, it's just they're changing everything along with... What happened to the rocket launcher? Did you notice that?
You mean the one that's going to be coming out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not the Spanker anymore. You want the Spanker back.
Spickner.
Is it really called the Spanker?
It's Spickner.
It's okay. S-P-K-N-R. You know they were going for it.
No, that
they're going for the Spanker.
That is Spickner.
Spickner.
I know it is, but they were making jokes.
They
if
could
you listen to
it's
like,
an M-rated game. If they wanted to make a Spanker joke, they could have.
Apparently, it's funny enough, the thing that made it an M-rated game wasn't the gameplay.
It's probably
like
the
gameplay.
Like, usually, what makes it M?
What happened was they showed like the ESRB. That's the game rating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
They showed the ESRB.
Not 18.
Yeah. Showed them the concept art for the Flood. They looked at the Flood, didn't see any gameplay, didn't see any, like, you know, gore or anything, just saw the Flood and said, you're making an M-rated game. That's it. Just, yeah. But, yeah.
The ESRB's full of shit.
The first one had lots of, like, jokes all the time. Like, one level, you know, is just, like, the opening scene is, I would have been your daddy.
Yeah.
The rest of the joke is, but the dog beat me over the fence. There's lots
that
of stuff.
That is an awful joke.
And there's a bunch of stuff like that in the first one. They were just having fun. And then, of course, they had to get more professional as they went on, as it became a bigger company.
Mm-hmm.
But
they still slip in jokes.
Yeah, that's why I call it the Spanker.
You don't need to be professional and be a big company. Look at Rockstar.
Yeah, right. I would like to point out that from the Halo Wiki, the word S-P-N-K-R is an abbreviation of the word Spanker and serves as an inside joke for both fans and staff of the older series.
You said it was the S-P-K-N-R, though.
Oh, well, I meant S-P-N-K-R.
Okay, well, in that case, yeah.
Oh, all of a sudden you agree with me after Andrew read that to you. Okay, I see.
No, I agree with you because, you know, I know the actual abbreviation and not the stupid version you gave me.
Oh, it's a reference to the rocket launcher from Marathon.
The first Halo game had a lot of references to Marathon.
So there you go.
Which I've never played, but I...
I haven't either.
Yeah.
I wonder, was Marathon free on archive.org?
I have no clue, actually.
Archive.org released a bunch of old games for free.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just happy I'm right again.
I wonder if Marathon was one of them.
It's like the
first time. You guys are so dumb.
They released like Doom.
Okay, go, man.
Every single one of you.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
No problem.
You're never, like, in my
this
mind...
This much right? I know.
In
this
my
is
mind, you're never going to live down the goat shit, so...
Travis, you mentioned that, you know, they were doing the OD... They are adding ODST?
Yeah.
To the...
For free?
Yeah. Yeah. To the Master Chief Collection. And apparently, the new... Okay, the most recent book that was released for the Halo franchise was Broken Circle, which was a fantastic read. I loved it. I recommend it. It was a lot of fun. You got to see more of the inner workings of the Covenant and kind of the more of the Sangheili Sanshayum relationships and alliances and hatreds. It was really good. The newest book that's going to be coming out is actually called Halo New Blood, and it's actually going to follow Buck.
Oh,
Gunnery Sergeant
neat.
Buck.
Neat.
Yeah. And it sounds from the blurb that he is going to be offered a spot in the Spartan 4 program.
Neat.
Yeah. That's all. I don't know. It's coming out March 2nd.
Cool.
Of this year.
Not if Pirate Bay back up yet. To do with it.
What?
Pirate Bay was down in October.
No, they still have about 10 days before they're coming back up. They have a countdown on their website.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think it's at like 9 days now. But
what happened?
They got raided.
Yeah.
Their servers got raided by some government or something.
But I thought they were beta of, like, Iceland or something like that.
So? Iceland has a government.
I know, but like a lot of people go to the, like to those places because there is like so little government interference when it comes to like.
Maybe the U.S. government was bitching at them. I mean, I don't know.
True enough.
All three Marathon games are now open source and available for download at archive.org. So.
I never played them. Never even, don't even know what they look like or what they're about.
You know the scenes in Red versus Blue when Church goes back to the past?
Mm-hmm.
That's Marathon.
Oh, so like that Doom-looking stuff?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
That was really clever of them.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I should probably fact-check that. I don't actually know, but I'm pretty sure that's the reason why it was that, because it's Marathon.
That is his helmet that is in Halo 3 when you get the Marathon helmet.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
Nice.
But moving away from the Halo 5 beta,
yeah,
I've been playing a lot of Halo 4, Halo Master Chief Collection.
Yeah.
Multiplayer sucks.
Yeah.
Probably because it's Halo.
Shush you.
It just really sucks because, like, it's constantly booting people. So, like, you start out with, like, maybe 3 against 3, which is boring, or hopefully 4 against 4. But by the time the game starts, it's probably 4 on 2, 4 on 3, something like that. So it's always imbalanced. And even if you're the people with more people, it's no fun.
It's no fun because you get no kills. And yeah,
it's not competitive. And yeah. So it just sucks. Plus, I just really don't like it. I mean, the maps look awesome. I'm glad I can play Halo 1 on my console. But the thing is, like, since you can betray and not be penalized, everybody does it all the time. Especially in Halo 1. Plus, Halo 1, if you come in contact with a vehicle at all, you're dead.
Like, even if you're trying to drive it?
If you try to flip it.
Okay.
And it happens to touch you in any way, or even come close, you're dead.
Or so,
just like puppies.
Yeah. Just like Chris behind that vehicle.
So, like, the nostalgia of playing Halo 1 and Halo 2 multiplayer isn't quite holding up?
No. Mm. No, it really isn't. So... I'm not that impressed with it. I mean, I'm sure if they fixed a lot of the stuff,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
it would be okay, but...
Yeah.
It's honestly surprising to me that games are still coming out with broken multiplayer stuff.
It's awful.
It's like, you would think that
sometimes
at this point people would have it figured out.
I have to leave the lobby to go back in because it's not finding anybody.
Right.
Or, like, we'll find people and we'll just be, like, in the choose map menu for the whole time, and then I have to, like, go to the home menu. I have to select and quit the app
mm-hmm.
and then start it up again. Or, like, I'll die,
mm-hmm.
like in Halo 2 specifically. I'll die, and I'll just say respawn 4, and it'll just say that for, like, a good minute and a half. Which is a long time if it's 4 on 2, right. And my teammate's counting on me
yeah.
to respawn, so.
Yeah. There, I was trying to play through, because I finished Halo 2 on Legendary, so I wanted to go to Halo 3 on Legendary. Granted, it's not the same as multiplayer, but for some reason my Halo 3 won't load. Like I can't
have that problem.
I can't get into Halo 3.
Did you try power cycling your Xbox?
How do you power? I've tried turning it off and on again.
Turn it off and on again, and then unplug it for like 30 seconds or something, and then plug it back in.
Maybe that might do it.
That fixes a lot of problems that I've heard about.
Really? Okay.
And that I've encountered.
Okay.
Or could she just like manage the app in some way, like clear cache?
Maybe. Yeah.
Okay.
It could just be a bug that you just had.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I need to redo it, I'll redo it. But. Like, yeah, it's just a weird thing. But it's nowhere near, like, the multiplayer issues that you guys have been running into.
But, yeah, I'm not that impressed with multiplayer. But I can't bitch because there's just so much gameplay.
There is.
You just were bitching.
Well,
I can't be mad is what I'm trying to say. Like,
it's
I
true, you're not mad.
I'm not mad. I'm just upset
that,
like, the multiplayer is that broken still.
And I'm hoping that the fact that they did a beta for Halo 5 will help them to not have such broken multiplayer when that's released.
Especially,
hopefully.
Especially since they will have the data about what does go wrong when things go live.
Yeah, but it's the first game they're putting out for Xbox One.
Yeah.
Well.
First one they're developing for next-gen console.
Yeah.
How about that? Is that more accurate?
I like that better, yes.
Yeah. I'm excited for Halo 5. I'm really looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to the story.
Yeah, me too. I am excited to meet Locke. Like, we met him in Nightfall, but, like, I'm excited to meet him, like, in gameplay.
I really want to see, I really want to play as John Rogue, like, going to different planets, looking for him, just, like, going through, like, basically Mos Eisley.
Yeah. That would
as,
be
as John.
That would be pretty cool. I really this may be a bit of a spoiler for those who haven't read the comics, but I really
I've read the comics.
Don't spoil it.
Don't spoil it. Screw it. No spoil.
Don't spoil me, bro.
No spoils.
You dang it.
No
okay.
Glossing, no spoils.
I legitimately I don't care. I was making a joke.
I do.
Travis okay. cares, so.
So say anyway.
Chris! Travis!
Remember that time we spoiled Assassin's Creed 3 for you? That was a good time.
Or Red vs. Blue?
Man, yeah,
Red
that too. Blue. Yeah.
Oh, man. I cared so much.
Shout out to this podcast.
Yeah. I'm just looking forward to John having some friends from the books. That's all.
Oh, fantastic. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good to have friends.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
I wouldn't know what that's like.
I hate friends.
You killed them all.
No, it's a good show.
No, I killed the cast of Friends, yeah, but...
Why?
Matt LeBlanc, no.
I left him alone.
Oh, good. What about Matthew Perry?
Nope.
Oh.
He's dead.
What about the Schwimm?
Matt?
Also dead.
Oh. He was my favorite, the Schwimm.
Too bad.
Explains why they haven't done anything since Friends with
Yeah.
Lewis. No. Matthew Perry's put out a few. Well, tried to.
Clone.
Mr. Sunshine?
Yeah. I think that died.
It did. It had one season.
I don't even think it made it through a full season, did it?
I don't know. 17 again. That had Matthew Perry, right? Zac Efron?
How many achievements have you completed yet for Master Chief Collection?
Oh, God.
I have 160.
I do not know. I can look it up real fast, actually.
I don't know how many I have, actually. Because there'll be times where, like, it'll say, like, I've unlocked something and I don't know what it is.
Yeah, like, what did I just do? I just was at the pause menu. Did I unpause? Way to go, you!
Yeah.
You pressed the B button!
The one I was actually really excited about was the Were It So Easy achievement, where you kill, what is it, 1,000 elites?
Mm-hmm.
10,000 elites?
Yeah.
1,000 elites? Because, actually, that cleared up the line from Halo 3 for me, because you Google search... like the Arbiter's character, and like it'll be plastered everywhere, like a motivational poster or something. And I was always wondering, like, why do people like this line so much?
Oh, it's an awesome line. And just the way he says it.
Yeah. Okay. The way he says it. Yeah. Keith David is awesome. Anything that comes out of his mouth is going to be gold. But
I'm pretty sure when he throws up, it's not gold.
You don't know.
No, that's Morgan Freeman.
It's a very gold-heavy diet.
No, Morgan Freeman throws up silk.
That's true. But,
yeah.
Samuel L. Jackson, then.
He throws up, like, titanium.
Yeah, yes. But the thing is I never, like, the context of, like, Were It So Easy, like, you know, we've got enough to worry about without you two trying to kill each other. The way I interpreted Were It So Easy was less, like, it seemed more like, oh, yeah, like, Were It So Easy for us to get along. Like, we're going to be at each other's throats the moment Johnson, you step away. But they aren't. They aren't at each other's throats. Later, I realized, and it helped me clear up, that the Arbiter was instead saying, you know, Were It So Easy to kill me. I let you do that, Master Chief. I let you stick a gun down my throat.
Mm-hmm.
If I wasn't on your side, you'd be dead. But
I have 197 achievements in the Master Chief Collection.
I need to find all the blast soda cans.
Yeah, that's not that hard to do.
I don't even know what they look like.
They look like soda cans.
That small?
They're pretty tiny.
But where? I mean,
they're soda can shaped.
So I gotta go Google where the placement of them.
Yeah.
Like a noob.
Achievement Hunter made a video for that. You can just watch that.
And plus then you go do all the terminals too.
Oh, the terminals are great.
Well, I mean, I've seen them all on the games themselves, and I've read them all. But I just have to go, like, you forget where they are sometimes. And
I kind of went and memorized them because I wanted to make sure that on my first playthrough I got through every single one.
Jesus.
And I missed the first one. Like, I finished up Cairo Station. I'm like, nope, I cannot play without locating the Cairo Station one. So I went back to Cairo Station because I played it through on normal. Yeah, I played it. My first playthrough was on normal. So I'm like, I just need to get to the terminal. I don't care about anything else. So I put the Scarab gun on, and I put it on easy, and I just blew things up so I could get to the terminal as quickly as I could.
That's how I played through the entirety of Halo 2 when I was just getting the dolls, the terminals, and the skulls.
I need the dolls, I need to go find the monkeys. Like, I have to do all the easy stuff right now. I've done all the hard stuff.
I have not gone after the dolls at all. Like, I know where to look for them, but I haven't gone after. I watched a few. Well, not all of them.
I haven't cheated yet, guys. I went off of my memory for everything so far.
I mean, you can't really go off your memory for the dolls, can you?
Or the terminals.
Because they didn't exist before.
Terminals didn't exist before, either.
No.
Well,
in Halo 3,
which game?
Halo 2, they're new. Halo 3, Halo 4, and...
Not Halo CE.
Well, the anniversary,
in the anniversary edition, they did have the terminals what, regarding.
That's what I'm saying. 3, 4, 3, that's not new.
No, it's not new, but the positions, the placement in game is new for Halo 2. You can't
Halo
remember.
Halo 2 is the only one that's new.
Yeah.
There's some.
Yeah.
That's my point.
Yeah. The cutscenes. My gosh, the cinematics for Halo 2 were
welcome
gorgeous.
Welcome to the podcast.
Yeah.
That was like, how many months ago?
Oh, yeah. I know it was a while ago, but I still geek out about it.
We had a huge discussion. Well, even like the Spartan Ops graphics are amazing too.
Yeah,
the episodes. Except, yeah, it's nothing.
Okay.
When I want to watch the Spartan Ops episodes, I have to go to the Halo channel.
Yeah.
Totally fine. Except the Halo channel background music plays through the whole entire.
I have that issue too on Halo channel. Yeah. I have that same issue. It's really frustrating. And you know what? They don't, at least for me, they don't have the subtitles for when the Sangheili are talking. So I just
really?
Have to go off of memory what Julim Dama is saying. Like, I know when he's saying Glassman and Librarian and Progress and Dr. Catherine Halsey, but that's pretty much it. Everything else, I'm like, I think I know what you're saying now, if
I remember correctly.
I remember correctly.
Plus, I forgot where all of the RBB Easter eggs are. Yeah. I'm for Spartan Ops.
Yeah. I remember where one of them is. The one that's, like, in the lava. I know where that one is.
I don't remember that one. I remember the one that's, like, way up in the air on one of, like, the later levels. I think it's, like, Chapter 5.
There's one that's, like, in a tree in Valhalla.
Is it in a tree?
Yeah, I think so.
I thought it was, like, on a spire.
Oh, maybe. I don't remember. Everyone, don't forget to play Halo 3 on Sunday to get an achievement, unless you have
that's
that one
right.
already.
What? Why? What's the achievement?
The 29th,
I think it is. No, 25th. To play a game of Halo 3 on the 25th of any month.
Oh,
you basically play it on the day it was released.
Yeah. There's one for all four games.
Yeah, that makes sense.
There's a seventh for Halo 2.
Yeah, it's like 16th for Halo 4 or Halo 1 or something.
Well, I'll be sure to play Halo 3.
I'm going to actually put myself a reminder right now.
Yeah, good plan.
I'm sure I will be playing it, but I don't know if I'll... You get to play multiplayer, right?
No, you just load up a campaign mission.
Oh.
Nice.
And you'll probably get the achievement as it's loading, so...
Nice.
I love achievements. I don't even know why I like them so much. There's no point to them at all.
Because they're so much fun.
You feel good about yourself.
Yeah, they...
It's the only thing in this world that does.
It's progress.
Well,
it's
not Ray.
It's immediate feedback.
That instant dopamine. Like.
Yeah, it's,
like,
it's
yeah,
instant
feedback.
It's instant feedback. I was reading this book called Reality is Broken, and it's talking about how gamification and how, like, playing games actually, you know, makes us feel good because we get the instant gratification. We get the instant idea of the instant feedback on your progression. So it's not like waiting like, oh, is this going to work? But you get instant instant feedback, and so you can better yourself for the next moment.
Unless it's not instant. Like when I first played Master Chief Collection and I didn't get a lot of the achievements until like 3 weeks later.
That happens to me.
I was like, oh, I have no idea what I did to get this achievement.
I just got the one where I played them all. I had to reload like every single like Halo 1, 2, 3, 4, because I read that somewhere. They're like, just load them up again and they'll get all the achievements. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, bleep, bleep. Oh, whoa. Bleep, bloop.
There we go.
Yep.
Bleep, bloop. Bleep, bloop.
It says I haven't completed three missions in Halo 3, even though
load up Halo 3.
Even though I have the achievement for completing every mission.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, what? It says I have 8 out of 11 completed.
Just load up Halo 3, just look at the missions and just scroll through them, and then I'll bloop.
Question, if you beat it on Legendary, will it also give you the achievement for winning it on Heroic?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And Normal and Easy if you haven't completed them.
Okay, yeah, because when I beat Halo, because when I beat one of them on Legendary, I'm like, oh, I got 4 achievements.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yay.
I got an achievement once. It was
yeah.
great.
I believe it.
For participation?
Well, no. I mean, like, just today I got an achievement in Payday 2 for killing 10 people with a sniper rifle while ziplining.
Nice.
That's actually pretty neat.
It was... there's a specific heist you can do where there's, like, 20 zip lines. And I just didn't... I'm like, I'm going to get this achievement because I want the scope you get from it. So I just sat around riding zip lines until I got
nice.
The achievement.
That's pretty awesome.
Wouldn't be so awful if you could zoom while you're ziplining. But it's like, nope. You have to shoot your sniper rifle from the hip.
Well, you don't do that like every day?
Every other day. But not while I'm ziplining.
It's usually how I get around. Just the kickback of a sniper rifle just like propels me places.
On a zip line or just normally I think walking?
A sniper rifle would break you.
I think it would too. You might be right. All right, so you guys, anything else for Halo? Are you all good?
Yeah.
Got it out of your system?
For today. I mean, I can't promise next week.
I mean,
yeah, no.
I'll probably have more complaints.
It's not our podcast.
Bring more stuff then. If you don't have a story, Andrew, then I don't want to hear you.
I told a story.
Then good, you should shut up and just be happy.
You shut up. I'll cut you.
Oh, dare you. You can't cut iron.
Okay, all I see is flesh.
It's not flesh. It looks like flesh. It's pretend flesh.
Shout out to pretend flesh.
I could make some comments, but I'm not gonna.
Please do.
Please?
No.
Alright.
Please wash your hat.
I do wash my hat.
Really?
Yes.
You wear it that often, you need to wash it? That says something, dude.
Do you, like, if
that's,
I'm
that
wearing...
setup was awful.
It was perfect.
No, it was terrible. It was obvious what you were going to say there. Like, if he doesn't wash his hat, you're going to laugh at him for not washing his hat. If he does wash his hat, you're going to laugh
See?
At him for...
See? It's perfect. Catch 22.
No, because either way, it's a lame joke.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm pretty
yes,
sure it is.
Travis.
No, it was... Our viewers are cracking up right now.
What?
Our viewers are cracking up right now.
I don't hear them.
Listen. I can hear it.
I don't know what you're listening to, but...
I'm listening to the enjoyment of our viewers.
Well, they're certainly not enjoying this part
are
right now.
All of our viewers in Travis's head?
Probably.
I'd actually be okay with that if Travis just had 20 split personalities and, like, 20 different IP addresses that he used for them. I'd be okay with it.
It's actually kind of impressive.
Wow, that would be pretty... That'd be pretty expensive.
Yeah.
Oh, man, yeah.
20 different addresses.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right, so you guys want to wrap this up?
I don't know.
Like sure. A burrito.
Like a burrito. We're wrapping it
I
up.
I do like a burrito.
Oh, all of a sudden you guys like that joke? Oh my gosh, you guys are so hard to
no,
deal with.
No, I don't like the joke. I like burritos.
I like burritos too, even though they make you gassy.
I can't make macaroni and cheese.
You can't?
No.
What?
I tried.
What does that mean?
I tried.
How can you not make macaroni and cheese?
I can make some of the most... complicated meals, but like when it comes to I refuse to get the measuring cup out. Number one,
you don't need a measuring cup.
You just pour the milk in.
Yeah, I do. It is either way too milky or way too milky.
So get the measuring cup out.
It's way too milky or way too milky.
And I meant to say that. Okay, thank you very much.
Okay,
it's way. I always add too much milk.
So just use less milk.
Then you get cheesy goo.
Then add more milk.
But then it's too much.
But moderation, buddy.
I can't. It's
so what's your problem with the measuring cup?
Or guzzle.
Did a measuring cup, like, kill your family or something? Is that why you don't want
to
use it?
I really don't want to have to just rinse it out.
A measuring
cup.
It's
milk. It's not that hard.
You can't rinse out a measuring cup.
To use it for, like, peanut butter, that I could understand. Because, you know, peanut butter gets everywhere. Sometimes you measure peanut butter for, like, cookies or something, right?
Like,
no.
No, yes? I'm with Andrew on this one, especially, like...
You're
like,
always with Andrew on everyone!
No, I could see using, like, a tablespoon measure, but not, like, a measuring cup.
So thanks for listening to the Mach 7 podcast.
But milk! Milk, though, is liquid already, so it rinses out so easily.
If you leave it too long, it does, like, get solid.
But it's like you're already there in the kitchen, right? Like, you can just... Yeah, it takes, like, 2 seconds.
I know, but, you know...